Girl Goldie, honey. Of course, you know, we got the most ratchetness of ratchetness coming up. As you know, we're going to have pocket change. You know, we're going to have celebrity gossip. You know, we're going to have some bullshit. And you know, we're going to have some laughter. So we're going to get into this song real quick, and then we're going to come back and talk to y'all. What more do you want?
Yeah. No.
I ain't seen y'all since before I had the worst Thanksgiving meal of my life.
The worst Thanksgiving meal of your life? Are you serious? who cooked
Man.
This worst Thanksgiving meal of your life?
If that was the Last Supper, then that's not how I want to go out.
Man.
That's fucked up.
Man.
Man, that food was fantastic.
No.
It was food?
Man, and then everybody, then I don't know about the rest of the household, but me and KJ, we tore up for the rest of the day, too. So not only was it nasty.
Let me find out y'all had the mud back.
they definitely,
I knew better than actually touched it.
Mm-mm. Well,
not that
you knew
you
was gonna get food later.
Hell, I knew that
message
was nasty
before
I hit the
room.
But
so yeah, man.
Can
you put my pillow?
What you say?
Now, but you know what though? I will say, my fiance and my cook did a damn good job cooking because I was eating
shit. Put an ankle in it.
But I ain't doing
it. I
like how I'm getting text messages while I'm on air and shit. Man,
nice.
I heard people trying to call you. My friend is if he would call you when you're on the air. Man, what you doing? Why are you answering the phone while I'm telling you? Nigga, what do I do every day from Monday to Thursday at the same time?
Right,
I'm
now.
Trying to tell people that every Thursday from 10 to 12, I will be on the radio. Do not call, do not text, nigga. You better inbox me or something, because I will not be answering the phone with that old bullshit.
They will get mad. Why you ain't answering that phone? Why you ain't hitting me up?
Okay. This is a music break. You really have to get all my attention, you know, I ain't gonna be as coherent, so you gotta, you know, they know how to act.
So, y'all already know we always started off by asking y'all, how did your weekend go? Well, y'all had actually had 2 weekends, so you can let everybody know what y'all been up to, how everything went, what events y'all went to, how everything went down.
I took it first, man. I took it first. Shout out to me this week at work. I lost my mind. I'm on my semi-automatic grind. You know, I decided to take on some crazy hours. It's a lot of extra hours, but it's big crazy hours. But
get that money, man.
Get that money, man. What it's all about. I paid for what was in the rainbow, and I'm not talking about the rainbow lounge. But, anyways, nah, man.
Rainbow lounge? What the fuck you on? My nigga, look, once you said rainbow lounge, that voided everything you said before that, because all I heard was rainbow lounge.
It was a joke. I was playing on words. I said, you know what, because when you say something about a rainbow, I remember a rainbow was an innocent thing, and then every time you say rainbow, you got to say, oh, God, gay. You just can't just say rainbow without it having to mean gay. So I was just, and I would say I can't wait for it to end the rainbow, which, you know, hey, that's a goddamn pot of gold to end the rainbow, but you got to be clear or something.
Oh, nigga, look, bro, all I heard was rainbow. Hey, look. It woke me up. That's all I'm going to say. It woke a nigga up. That's all I'm going to say.
See, that's why I made it a little funny. But, Jay talked about a little bit about food. You know, I wouldn't say in passing peas like we used to do. It was not hot. I was not singing that song at all. And
you say that shit was not what that is.
You know, like when you watch a cartoon, you know how you watch a cartoon? And everybody's got that roadkill looking behind meat that you got to eat off of them. They open up the refrigerator and everything is gone. Everything, like, flies flying around it. That's how it looks. How it looks like that, freshly cooked.
Oh man.
Yeah. So,
Stevie, how was your little days, man?
I'm just saying, we just spent the first 10 minutes on you, Sadie J. I'm just saying.
Oh,
Real nice, like. Yeah, I mean.
So, Tess, you want to let everybody know how your week has been going?
No, well, you know, last weekend, I spent way too much money on liquor.
But it was fun.
This week, I'm glad I had a pretty short work week because it was BS, and I'm glad I didn't deal with that. And I've been paid to take these days off. I'm good about that, too. But, yes, it's going to be my last show as a single man, I guess you can say.
Oh, man, congratulations to you, my boy.
Yes, we got you.
We're going to be in the snow.
Jay, you're fired from the sound effects, sir.
Y'all know. Simi's not allowed to talk for at least 5 minutes, and I'm going to get on to that ass in just a second. But let's go to my week first.
Damn!
So, last Saturday, I went to Applebee's and for this bachelorette party, and then we went to Chaucer's.
Who the hell
Applebee's.
Is eating?
I think me and Sherry had at least 10 drinks apiece at Applebee's before we even got to Chaucer's. And then we got to Chaucer's and threw back at least 5 of them things. So,
Saturday was
a lovely night. So, yes, I had much fun at the bachelorette party. And then on top of that, let's see. I don't even remember what happened last Sunday. Oh, my Eagles won.
Oh, yeah, the Cowboys won on Thanksgiving.
So, I pretty much haven't been doing nothing. I got a new ring today. And then tomorrow I get to get crunky and start getting ready to do the best Macarena on the Soul Train line. Because I'm going
to
hit that.
We need you not to do that.
I'm going
to
hit y'all with the flex 2-3 get all the time.
Hands over hands while I'm working on the floor. Hey.
Fuck off, Sam. Fuck off. I ain't trying to hear you. Fuck off. Yeah, but pretty much all about this Thanksgiving food. I forgot about that. Rewind. So, I go to Easter Thanksgiving. Let me explain.
Okay, Shady J, is that you?
That's not me.
I think that's Chase eating them chips, man. He
My phone.
He said they too good.
Bro, I'm gonna need you to pour them on your plate, bro. Keep going in this bag and shit. I ain't even what's up, though. You know what I'm saying? You gotta
go
eat
chips.
He
just wasn't. Who's blowing the eating chips? I don't need no plate.
So, yeah, this Thanksgiving food. So, imagine you go into a room and you see dressing, turkey, ham, greens, cabbage, sweet potatoes, homemade mashed potatoes. You see everything, and don't none of that shit taste good.
I can't imagine.
You see it and you like, ah. And you eat it.
Even
like
the worst cook in my family can cook. Shit.
It was a whole lot of but a whole bunch of ill when you ate it. So just imagine my favorite part of Thanksgiving is dressing. I went to Grandy's twice to make up for the food that I ate on Thanksgiving. And
you know
what I mean? Grandy's is not all that great, but when you wanted some damn turkey and dressing, it'll make do.
The food was not appeasing at all.
What? If Goldie agrees with the not appeasing, then that shit got to be horrible. I'm just saying, because she hates that word. So if she agrees with the not appeasing, whoever made that Thanksgiving dinner, I need you to go on I-20, 35, 820, 287. Really don't matter to me. Just play freeze tag on that bitch.
Yeah, because that food was not. It,
yeah, just
it wasn't
play freeze tag. Because if you make all of that, and a nigga still got to go to Grandy's?
The dressing was like a 4 out of 10, and that's the only thing I really ate. If that explains anything.
Man, all that food,
I only ate one thing, and I had a little bit of that. I had like a little piece of cabbage. Because I wasn't going to try nothing else. I ain't never. She can't cook, and I don't want to touch them greens. It will make me mad and ruin my Thanksgiving.
Say, man. Y'all should have called your boy and said something. Y'all know how we get down on Thanksgiving. Yes, yeah, that's how
you
might
not bring a nigga a plate. Fuck.
No, I'd have sure told you to come get one, though.
See what I'm saying? I deliver plates.
If
can't
you
get
the
can't get that love in return.
Yeah, you can. Since you brought that up, you can, motherfucker. Niggas ain't shit. Niggas ain't shit.
So, y'all know, I'm gonna read you later. I'm gonna save you for the read. How about that?
What did I do?
So, let's get into this spiel, y'all, about these goddamn celebrities, because they've been acting a fool over the past 2 weeks. First of all, can somebody please tell Rihanna to stop shining bright like a diamond with that bullshit on top of her head? If I see her with one more pressing roll wrapped around with bobby pins, I'll do it. I'm going to be so mad because that hairstyle pissed me off when I seen it on the AMAs and she keep wearing it. Like, she likes it.
Oh, she's wearing it after that?
She's been wearing it for like 2 weeks.
Y'all, that's so hot. If Lil T-Shirt the Hood was doing that, people would say something about her. But Rihanna doesn't get allowed to get away with this crap.
Say.
Shame.
I thought it was a beanie.
And then y'all know what's funny? As I'm saying this, my iPod is playing in the background, and Diamonds. Of course, Rihanna comes on as soon as we talk about it.
Oh, wow.
That's the Illuminati.
Same.
Lord.
Stop the coonery. Stop the coonery.
Illuminati.
So,
out the side.
Speaking of Rihanna, how about she, y'all know when she went in on Tiana Taylor a while back, right?
She
got my girl Tiana's Adidas endorsement revoked. Because they had that little spat about who was broke and who wasn't. And so they started calling into Adidas talking about she was making fun of her abuse and all that type of stuff. And Tiana never mentioned her domestic violence. But okay. So they got her endorsement taken away.
Shit.
So her shoes didn't come out on Black Friday. And I actually like those shoes. They actually are. Riley!
What the fuck is that?
That's my ride pants. You don't want
me. Are you serious? Is
she wearing my chips? She's jacking my chips, so she eating chips and making noise while she eating.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say, because that don't sound like that. That sounds a little deeper than it usually sounds. I'm like, is she sick? Oh, so she humming.
Yeah, that's good.
That shit must be off the chain, nigga. Shit, FedEx me a bag of them hoes, he told us.
So how about I'm just going to say one name. I ain't going to even say nothing because I don't think she did nothing, but I just know it makes Simeon angry. So
you better not.
How about Miley Cyrus? Miley Cyrus.
Could we stop talking about that white bitch, please?
She won't stop doing black stuff, so we can't stop talking about her.
Hold on. Quit trying to get this hoe a black card.
You say what?
Quit trying to get that hoe a black card. That
she
is Trailer Park. No,
she
fuck
to get
that. She can't have one.
Man.
Forget it.
Oh, yeah, guys. And I also have the stock market news. I like to let y'all know that at the Bachelorette party last week, I decided to go with a lace front, and I don't regret it. How about that? How about that, guys?
But y'all have to other people had on a lace front.
I think it was just me.
Just you? Oh, okay, so the stock's still down on lace front?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think everybody's trying to get that bohemian, that Malaysian.
Okay, well, let's go help them out. Okay, we're going to take the eighth caller, and we're going to give you two free lace fronts. Here you come up.
I don't know about that. Lace fronts, they kind of hit. I ain't got $70 to go pay for their lace fronts. I got $70 to spend on something else.
Okay, what I tell you last show, we're going to buy the display hair for the good old $20. It go ship that to him straight like that. Come on, eighth caller. We waiting on you, eighth caller.
And then we got to ship it. I don't know about all that. You on your own right there,
you
bro.
Ain't making no noise.
You say you ain't making no noise. I'm going to need you not to do that no more, though. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that.
So have y'all seen any whack hot mess stuff that y'all want to report?
Yes,
I know y'all have some violations in DFW that y'all want to give out.
Have y'all seen the latest Facebook mess?
Yeah, I told Chase about that.
What, that yes or no shit?
No, not the yes or no shit. We talking about this This nigga bitch that was blasting these niggas that was all in Shim inbox. Yeah, buddy, what's the bitch name? Gucci McAfee or McPhee or Gucci something shit. But
what's
the nigga bitch
names lately?
I don't know, but
what's up?
You
got this? I mean, what the heck is going on?
Say, but look, hey, but the bitch that Sharkeesha hit, that bitch name is Shawn Michael.
I'm mad at how you changed gears so quick.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying, though, because he brought that up, and I remember seeing the little news clip. I'm like, this bitch named Shawn Michael? What the fuck is going on where they from? You know what I'm saying?
But when they had a video, oh, my God, they had a video of Mortal Kombat. You talk to the characters of Mortal Kombat. Why did they have her as a character? They said, choose your character. I hit the floor and I said, man, I can't do it.
Upset. But anyway, back to the nigga bitch, though. This nigga blasted, I say, at least 300 to 400 motherfucker niggas that's, you know what I'm saying, supposedly in his inbox, her inbox, whatever, in its inbox, you know what I'm saying, on some late night creep type shit, yeah, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, apparently, the it has had relations with some of these niggas, but not all of these niggas, and the bitch had Facebook booming. I'm talking 1,000 comments on a post that only got 5 likes. You hear me? Because everybody too busy writing on that bitch. Like, my nigga, Facebook was booming hard. I'm talking my nigga hard. Not to mention the bitch with the what was that? Did y'all see the flick? That
yeah, the whole booty flick.
Well, yeah, with the leopard booty bitch.
I told Chase about that yesterday. Basically, it's some girl that fell play about his girlfriend, and he decided to post this flick that they made. But here's the kicker. The nigga didn't have no condom on. How you gonna blast somebody and try to call him a whore when she got stuff leaking out of her, and then you try to act like, she's a whore, but you have no condom on. So who loses in this situation?
Not to mention
her.
Hold on. Not to mention, the bitch had a hairy asshole. I'm talking, bitch had a chest full of hair on her booty hole. Like,
don't start.
I
didn't watch the whole. I didn't click play once. All I seen was the people's comments, and they was like, he ain't got no condom. And then, what's that sliding down her butt? I'm like, some of y'all don't need to have sex. Ever. Y'all don't need to have sex ever. And y'all don't know what's sliding down her butt, and y'all know what that stuff is, I need y'all to go have a seat and not have sex. Because half of y'all that was saying that don't have got at least 2-3 kids, and y'all don't know how they got here. I'm gonna need y'all to have a seat.
Hey,
that's all I'm saying.
On the crew, though, your comment on that bitch, killer.
What did I say?
You said, I'm glad they deleted that bitch because it was a tragedy.
Yes, it was. It was horrible.
Oh, okay. I got some crazy news for y'all. Two, they're related but not related stories. All right, first story, Paul Walker died. And I'm gonna need people was messing it up all frequently.
Oh, Paul Wall.
Who it was? Yeah, Paul Wall. I'm like, come on.
Oh, but you seen that ignorant ass shit too? Oh
yes.
My God! Somebody just slapped that bitch with the dictionary. I'm sorry.
I can't.
Somebody just slapped that bitch with the Wikipedia page.
It gets worse because Paul Wall's one thing, but here's another one. Okay, this happened today. Nelson Mandela died today, right? This chick, Clara Hilton, on Twitter, she says, rest in peace, Nelson Mandela. I enjoyed when you did the I Had a Dream speech.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Bro, I saw that tweet. The whole world's sitting upside down. I said, I can't do this. I can't. Lord, take the wheel. Did she just say, Nelson Mandela did it. I Had a Dream.
Well, you know, they don't know. That wasn't for them.
I was going to say,
an off day every goddamn year for Martin Luther King, and your ass don't know that I Had a Dream speech is Martin Luther King did that speech, but then you sit here and tell me that you say, what the hell? I mean, seriously, what the hell was you thinking? Some people, they need, before they hit post, they need to read what the fuck they post. That's why they don't listen. If it was automatic post suing you, write something, suing you, write it on there, they give you a chance to read over what you got. Then they have published. You need to look at that and say, whoa, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. You need to call on your black friends and say, is this black
You ain't have to hit that hole like that, though, see?
Your black friend?
You ain't have to hit that hole like that.
Your cash money, your money, and your ass don't know the goddamn Martin Luther King and Nelson Mandela are two damn different people.
You know, but you know, that was a Lil Wayne money move. That wasn't no Paris Hilton money move.
You know what? The bitch is
trying
dumb.
To make,
I'm sorry.
He's trying to make him Miley Cyrus. That's all it is. So we're going to let him have it. We're going to let her have it. We know she's slow. She Jessica Simpson part two. So,
Carrie, Hilton, they need both to go on somewhere.
Shut the hell up.
Hey, y'all, I just got a public service announcement to my inbox.
Yes.
Just got a public service announcement to my inbox. It says, nobody gives a fuck about Paris Hilton nor Miley Cyrus. Next subject, please. Yeah, they sent that to my inbox.
I know who that was from. Tell that person to have a seat, please.
Okay.
Yeah, tell them.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
You know what?
You can go on cussing out real good time.
I'm going to put that shit up. Like, for real. Kill that switch, like, for real. At least that one. I'm cool with the applause and that shit, but ain't nobody got time for that. So, over it.
All right, see, I'm going to use the gun size next. I'm best. And y'all know how it is.
You going to use the pew-pew?
Hey.
I didn't get my gun license yet, man, so I had to use what I could get, man, you know. It's kind of like Call of Duty. You got to earn the guns, man. So I'm earning my guns.
Okay, so you got no hot mess news? Your girl, TBA acted up?
Say what?
Yeah, I mean... Nah, she decides she won't come over.
What'd you say, Riley?
She said, turn around, nowhere.
Okay, Riley, let's hear.
You going in?
And guys, if y'all don't know what she was talking about, she was talking about Miley Cyrus. She was like, ew. That's all she was meaning.
Stop it. You even looking for a reason to say Miley Cyrus' name. I swear. Could give that bitch credit on our show. That hoe ain't making us no cash.
I'm gonna get her on here for an interview, and I'm gonna make Simi interview her from the beginning to the end.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Any more celebrity interviews?
Are you sure you want to do that? Just tell the bitch to be ready. That's all I got to say. Just tell the bitch to come with an A game.
I was going to say Music Awards, personally.
Someone on Facebook just posted a Dare picture.
Who
remembers Dare?
Who?
I remember Dare.
Dare. Oh, yeah, Dare to keep out just.
Why did I even say that, Lord?
Please
don't sing
the
song.
When we heed the bird
calls. Yeah, that stuff would kill you. Dare tell us so. It's all right to say no.
I got a question. Why does everybody remember the fucking song except for Simi?
Because you was the kid that didn't want to sing it.
I don't
want to
take that one.
That was way too easy, Simi. You know that, right?
It's like, come on, man. That's like playing Madden on easy, bro. I'm not gonna answer that question.
That's just like me with my lace front on asking me, why don't I remember the words to "I Am Not My Hair" by NDIRE?
Get off me though. PCP will thrill you. Yeah, that stuff will kill you.
I don't even remember. This guy was so goddamn funny back then,
and he's still funny now. Like, what the hell was that? BZB went through you.
Hey,
I got something that's going to thrill you, man. Like, that's not happening. It's just not happening.
Hey, yeah. How many of us are going to be mad as fuck?
Mad crack entrepreneurs all over the world and using it, man.
They lose me.
I was supposed to give an update. I guess some lady that act old that's on my Facebook. She knows she is. She's like 22. But she just told me to make sure that all of y'all know to tell y'all babies that they ain't got to go to school tomorrow.
Okay, I'm pretty sure
what's the last four digits of that number? Give me the last four. Give me the last four.
He
said, give me a goddamn page name, something, please.
She said Boys and Girls Club is going to be closed tomorrow.
If you were any of the other ISDs
in the DFW area, don't go to school.
If you work at a daycare, don't go to school. Hey, I got a question. Why does the city of Fort Worth, dumbass, always wait until it starts getting motherfucking icy to put salt on the goddamn road? Why the bitches don't do it the night before?
I've been asking the same thing for years, Simi. They didn't even learn in the Super Bowl. They let that all-star, we had the same shit happen for fucking Super Bowl the next year. You would think they would learn that shit, right?
Is, tonight is a great night to be a tow truck driver. That's all I got to say.
Oh, yeah. I know on my way home, we seen three tow trucks passing by. I was like,
my nigga,
man, nobody better forget
okay.
to not put up no handicap stickers tonight.
Bro, I got on 20 at James and Crowley. Before I got to Oak Grove, I saw 5 accidents and 12 police cars. Hear you saying?
Mm-mm.
Yes, in the
we drove 3 minutes
in
up the street and
the
slipping and sliding.
My nigga, I didn't even make it a mile up the motherfucking freeway before I started just seeing red and blue everywhere.
This is on your way home from work?
I didn't say it was on my way home. I didn't say where I was going. Mind your goddamn business.
I wasn't nobody worried about you and your extraness.
Don't be worried about
my extraness. Just saying, was you on your way to somewhere when you seen it, or was you going on your way to just be gone? You were the one wanting to take it there.
Nah, you was being lightweight nosy, but yes, I was on my way somewhere. Hell, is you saying?
You know, some people be, I'm on the way home and I see red lights everywhere, but I would not made it to the house. You'd be like, okay, quit being old.
Well, that's your opinion.
You almost got fucked up, boy. Hell yeah.
So, guys, I have another stock market update. So, we were cleaning out my closet because I'm scared to clean out my closet for some reason. I won't tell y'all. But I seen my pair of Starberries, throwback Thursday looking ass. And so,
throwback Thursday head ass.
So I'm gonna give them to Simi because I never wore them ever.
I bet you don't want to give them to Simi.
I'm gonna give them to Simi. I'm gonna take a picture of him in those Starberries.
Okay, I'll be the one to rock them hoes, too, while you're trying to high-five.
Don't you start.
Yeah, we're going to wear the Coastal Kids.
But, ooh, you know what? Stop. Just stop.
I ain't going to get on Starberries, though, because my... I can't.
Because what?
Never mind.
Strawberry connoisseur. That boy is a strawberry connoisseur.
Ooh, I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about now.
Yep.
Y'all shouldn't even do him like that thing.
It's so funny that we bring it up, Starberries. I swear this one dude, it was a fresh jersey. You can tell it had never been worn or anything. He had the Starberry jersey on. It wasn't Stephon Marbury jersey. It was a Starberry jersey. He was rocking my whole life. It was like last year. I was like, for real?
I don't know. I've never worn these, and I see them. I seen them in there, and I just bust out laughing.
Why?
Stephen
Berry's
ain't even open because of them shoes. They went down here.
We giving those shoes a sole responsibility of why they ain't open. Hell yeah!
Well, hell yeah! Cause they had some good sweaters and stuff in there for like $5. Everything in there was under $40.
Yeah, and half the goddamn store was Starberries. You ain't even lying, though.
No. Everything in there was under $20. Get it right.
I'm just saying, I ain't want nobody to be like, well, I bought a $50 puff jacket. Don't talk about me. Like, I didn't care. I don't want nobody to come to me because then we might fight, you know? But Stephen Berry was open up for all of maybe 3 years. They got to be like the fastest mainstream clothing outlet place that ever closed down. That has to be the fastest that any of those have ever happened.
I ain't seen chicks take their clothes off their strip club as fast as that. I was like, damn.
Said, we're going to put you in the corner.
Y'all tripping. Hey, but guess what?
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 It's time for
chicken butt.
That was so Caucasian of you.
What, me? Chicken butt?
Yes.
Yeah, that was very Anglo-Saxon. That was very Anglo-Saxon.
So what are we going to do now? Because they're getting on my nerves. We're going to get into a music break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to give you some more ratchetness. Do y'all hear me? Hold on. My music don't want to pull up for y'all. Don't worry. Okay, well, I got y'all. We're going to get into one of y'all favorite songs, and then we're going to play one of Simi's favorite songs, then we're going to come back and then we're going to be at it.
In my apartments a long time ago, I knew a bad bitch, but she was kinda slow. Still gave it up when it's a few of us. She let me finger fuck her on the school bus. We used to cut school with her, run train. She wanna hang with her, we want one thing. She penetrating that dope, dawg. She choke on it like smoke, dawg. But whenever I fucked up, I re-up. In a dice game, I go see her. She'll give me enough to buy a quarter ounce, then blow a blunt of that reefer. She used to buy a nigga new sneaker, pay the bill on my beeper, just so she could pay me for the 69. And I know it's time to go freak her. Then one day I just asked her, why you always getting ass up? I mean, damn, me hoe get paid, all you do is get laid. This shit don't add up. She say, till all I wanna do is feel love. Even if I know it ain't real love. Even if I know a nigga only finna hit it, then never call back, I still fuck. And that fucked up, she so trill. I need some, she go still. When the trap hot and police ride, nigga, get where we go chill. But by 4 years, she held dope for my 4 pounds till it go down. I remember shouting, she stayed down. I won't say her name, cause she married now.
Lights go out and I'm in my bed. I think of all the madness in my head. Oh, all of the things that I did back then. Oh, and I'm in my bed. I think of all the memories I've had. Oh, all of the things that I did back then.
She would always turn heads. She would always make moves, how boss do. And she never gave any nigga time of day. But she the chick all the niggas try to talk to. But when it came to me, she had a thing for me. When we kicked it, she rolled up the weed for me. And we both cut class, post up in the cut, steady watching just to see if the police coming. We got close over time, her and I. Right around the time that I first got signed. Come to think about it, I was about 17. I ain't even have a license, couldn't even drive. I was going back and forth with each flight. Another show after show, each night. She became so suspicious of these other bitches. She go through my phone and we fight. Talk about torn between the two. Wasn't really much more than we could do. Wasn't really much space for us. She stayed down with every tour she see me do. But I guess one night I had a few. One night I had a few. Yeah, this little chick that caught my eye, I told her hurry up, meet me at the room. And no, I didn't have a contraceptive. With my common sense neglected. And 2 months later, next thing I know, I got a text that said I'm pregnant. And you can almost bet she kept it. And that's the reason why you left me. On top of all that, it wasn't even mine. I went and got paternity tested.
Is that you? With them big old thighs after school. J305, I gave me high five when I said I'm in high pursuit. You said I won't ride until Kendrick drive a new Monte Carlo that cruise. And that shot my pride, I tried to improv, but no freestyle, I never do. You're looking for the nigga with the tallest fetish. You're overlooking every nigga that ain't quite ready to make it rain on you like I'm about to break a levy. Hold up! That pussy petty, yeah, your nail did, your head did, your cell phone is selfish. It only got numbers that come with a Hummer, her new prima donna, I smelt it. Tried to make you mine, oh. Tried to make some time, oh. But I ain't got the time or the patience to stop and wait in line, oh. Her dreams hoes Versace, she fought for Armani. Only deal with rich niggas, fuck you and Mick Romney. I'm grown now, I'm on my own now, I'm poppin'. Change my phone now, when I get home now, I got options. Fast forward, wait, is that you? With them big old thighs after school? And your 3 kids and 3 baby daddies in card notes, that's overdue, I know.
know it, sing along with me. I used to feel like something was wrong with me. Big man, pimp hand strong with me. And maybe love really ain't belong with me. Slowed it down, took a vow of matrimony. Who would've guessed it all ended in acrimony? Our eyes down, head bowed like we in service. Could you believe a man is to be a servant? Steady telling yourself that he deserve it. Then wonder why a nigga broke out like he allergic. But I ain't talking about a high. I'm talking about the lives of those who can reach us. Turn your world around and then teach us. Soup for the soul and it feeds us. So light I can't do. I'm feeling brand new, fully loaded with features. A love that frees us. Jesus.
She's just better.
Yeah.
About how I can't get a man. Please. Come on. Do I look like I can't get a man with all this wagon I'm dragging?
Yeah. This a public service announcement. I need all basic bitches off the dance floor. Yeah. And make room for all that wagon that she dragging. Yeah. OMG, and that bitch is saying, she so fine, make me take her to an island.
Wagon. She got me wanna hit it cause these other niggas bragging. She do it so good, yup, I'm betting shawty practice.
But the ass so fat, yeah, just watch it when she drag.
OMG, and that bitch is sad. She so fine, maybe take her to an island. Every nigga down in here, they be bragging.
I see why.
Hey, what's up, y'all? That was Mr. Drewski Drew, Mr. Faithful on here with Mr. Dragon That Wagon himself.
That Wagon?
Oh, Lord.
That Wagon?
Shout
out to Major League Drewski Drew, my nigga. Here you talking about. Shout out to CZ at that committee. Yeah, you know I'm saying. Yeah, you know that Wagon?
Please. Yeah, he's supposed to, and if Drew, if you listen, you're supposed to be sending me more music for me to comb through and put on here. And you tell your friends, the ones that be trying to get put on at y'all events, that they need to go ahead and send some music our way so we can comb through it and put some more local artists on here.
Okay. Hey, look, I've been telling these niggas, but these niggas don't be trying to hear that. These niggas don't be trying to do that. These niggas ain't trying to go nowhere with their music, man. They not. them is hot. Hobby rappers and shit.
hobby rappers.
Like a motherfucker. Traffic, looking for my traffic, feeling kind of caught for death for a maverick.
So, we have Pocket Change coming up. And if you don't know what Pocket Change is, let me go ahead and give you the disclaimer and what Pocket Change is. Pocket Change is where you... What the hell?
What in the world?
Pocket Change is where you, the listeners, write us in letters and you want advice or you have questions or you want to tell people about themselves, whatever the case may be, and we give you advice. We might roast you back. We might tell you how we feel about you and so forth and so forth, but it's always real here at Real Spill Radio. Now, the disclaimer is if you happen to be over the age of 18, you're going to be the only people that are going to be able to listen to this because we're going to give you raw and uncut stuff. Unless you give us a letter and we write you back and say, hey, we're going to read your letter on air. We're probably going to be talking about stuff that if I seen you doing it, I will whoop your ass personally. I don't give a fuck who you are. If you're under age 18 and I see you and I know you, I'm going to whoop you. So, with
no
that
action.
Being said, let's get into this Pocket Change.
Hit your brakes.
So, would you like to go first?
You goddamn right I would. I'm sending this to whoever this email, I'm going to say your email address, bitch, since you want to call folks bitches and shit. Diva3080@yahoo.com, whoever this bitch is. She wants to know why Simeon, she spelled my name wrong, is so rude, why I'm always trying to blast people with my fat ass, and I stay trying to give advice but have no fucking truth, and I need to try again. I wish I had people who could call in and vouch for me right now. But see, I don't even need that because my nigga Gold be on the line. My nigga Ceddie J on the line. Chase probably playing the game or something, but that nigga on the line too. But I'm going to go and say it like this to you, bitch. Any advice that I give out is some A1 advice. Because I ain't never had nobody come back and tell me something that I done told them was wrong or didn't help them. So, strike one, bitch. Strike two. Everybody knows Semi Fat. You ain't have to put that in there, bitch. That ain't nothing big. That ain't nothing new. But your bitch ass is hiding your identity. Why you want to remain anonymous? You scared I'm going to get on that ass? That's probably what that is. And number three. That's for the try again, bitch. I'm going to go and let you slide with that one. Slow bucket motherfucker. We fat, bitch.
Yeah, whoever that is, they were just, I think they were just writing in to be catty.
Just dry ass hating. I bet the bitch used Deuce's mouthwash. Hey, you talking about?
Get a life.
I want the bitch to write in. Hey, tell my bitch, hit me in my inbox, bitch. Don't be scared. Hit me on Facebook or something. Hey, you talking about?
Y'all
send me automatic.
Y'all know y'all ain't got
him
started. Whoever you are, you got him started. He ain't gonna call
fuck
down until at least 11:45.
Facebook.com, bitch. Send me automatic at Facebook.com. sprint2566@gmail.com, bitch. Hey, you talking about? Show your face, hoe.
Y'all know he gonna be upset till about 11:50 when we let him talk about everything that's gonna be going on. So you might as well go ahead and show your face, or just be prepared to hear him cuss you out for the rest of the radio
show. That bitch ain't gonna show up because the hoe ain't bad shit. I bet you the hoe got 5 kids and on child support and all that, and a baby that ain't paying the bitch ass thing. Bet that hoe struggling. Bet that bitch ain't about no cash. Bet that bitch ain't about a bitch ass thing. Bet you that bitch pussy hangs her motherfucking knees, slut ass bitch. Here you talking about? Bitch, if you know better, you'll do better. Oh, here you talking about? Y'all still know shit. That's why you're hiding your face. Raggedy ass bitch. How you like them apples? Chew on them hoes.
Oh my God.
You a coon. You are such a fucking coon.
I be telling these motherfuckers, look, they don't understand. I say I'm ignorant as fuck at the beginning of every show. You can go on every show and it'll tell you, Sydney is ignorant as fuck. You say ignorant ass Sydney, I don't know how many times throughout the show. Why do they persist on fucking with me? Ew.
Did you just say ew?
Yeah, ew, because I'm just that disgusted. What are you talking about? I bet you the bitch work on Lancaster. Hell, you mean?
Or Evans.
Nah, that bitch on Rosedale. That's a Rosedale hole in the hospital district. Hell, you mean? Sucking dick.
See the head
sucking
doctor?
Sucking dick in the and shit. Bet you that hoe suck a dick for a single square. Hell, you talking about?
Look at this, the hospital district, though. I can't. Not today, sir. No, not today.
Bet you that bitch ain't got no hair either. Here you talking about. Bow
can you please, whoever you are, can you write in every week?
Man, fuck y'all, man. That bitch got me mad. Her talk's whatever. Duck ass bitch.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, I can't. Not consider though, damn.
Duck ass hoe.
Man.
Mike Moncrief beard having ass bitch.
That's a form for people out there. I don't know that's a form of exclusive, man. You have to be a form to understand that joke.
Check out that nigga mustache.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
So have you calmed down a little yet?
Hell no, nah, fuck that Jack Mackle having ass hoe.
Look, just let me know.
I don't know what the bitch name is. Goddamn me. I wouldn't know what the bitch that bitch talking
it's
about Diva. Bitch, I bet you would. Ooh. Bitch, you ain't
Diva
no force over Diva, bitch. 3080. I bet that's her weight, you fat motherfucker. I bet you that's her weight, 3080. I bet you that's her weight, fat bitch.
But who still says I'm a Diva, though?
He came for her, man. He came all the way for her, man.
Two tons of fun. I bet you that's her fat, the motherfucker. Bet you're a fat, slappy, nasty ass bitch, too.
But can anybody
man.
Answer that question? Who still says Diva? Considering you ain't emailed back, and I told you were going to be on the show, why do you have a brand new email with Diva in it? I don't get it. Whatever.
Bitch, don't come for Sydney, because I'm going to come for you, bitch. Bitch, you can't hang with me. Here you talking about.
No, Lord. So,
bitch, you
want to
be funny? I can
have
funny anybody, bitch. Yeah, next something, shit.
Next letter, man. This dude is hot.
Bitch, I ain't got to work tomorrow either, bitch. I'm on your ass, hoe, because I don't need no sleep. Here, you mean? And I'm going to get on your ass again at the end of the show. Shit, I'm going to do my promo early. Best of foot ass, bitch.
I can't with him.
Don't come for me, bitch. Don't come for me. That's the wrong motherfucking thing to do, bitch. Don't come for Cindy. Bitch, you got your mind, bitch. You better buckle up. That's what you better do.
I'm going to leave him, yeah.
Yeah, he yeah, bro, needs him.
You know what? I'm gonna calm down.
Cause
I ain't worried about
this
bitch.
So the first she probably wasn't talking about you if she spelled your name wrong.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Ignorant ass bitch. The least you could have did was look in the Bible to see how to spell my motherfucking name. You retarded ass.
Simion.
Yeah. She spelled Cindy and then put Ion at the end of that bitch. Bitch, what's wrong with you, Ron?
You know she said she was trying to spell sirloin.
Bitch probably had hot Cheetos on her fingers while she was typing on the motherfucking computer, too, fat bitch.
Oh, man. Jesus.
Trifling ass hoes. I can't stand these hoes, boy. I can't. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks, slut ass bitch. Man, y'all talk about fuck ass, man. Shit.
Okay, so the next letter reads, since we have a soon-to-be newlywed, I would like to know what is some advice you can give to women who are looking to be wifed up. I know that's a hard question to answer, but I mean, like, what should us women be more open about if we want commitment?
Yeah. You gotta be more open about what you want. Because everybody always think that because somebody got a successful relationship, that whatever the hell they got going on is gonna work for them. And that's definitely not the case.
Wow.
Well,
so y'all know Chase keep it short and sweet now. Y'all know Chase keep it short and sweet. Sometimes I always said it would follow suit, but you know.
Either y'all got an answer for her.
Man, I'm finna roll up on this bitch. Y'all mad for real.
You gonna tell?
No, not roll up on that bitch. I'm finna roll up. Bitch, I'm finna be mad. I ain't finna pull up on her. I'm finna roll up on that hoe. Hey, you talking about, bitch? You ain't worth my cigar. Hey, you talking about?
You said we ain't in California. You finna fruit roll
Ooh,
up
Lord
on it.
Jesus.
You know what you tried to say? You was finna fruit roll up on her.
Hey, you talking about in my hoodlum bang voice? If you on Facebook, we all know what that means. In my hoodlum bang voice, roll out.
If you wanna be somebody,
stop it.
So the next one reads, "Hey, y'all have some wardrobe advice that is needed and want your help. I would love to know what I can wear to be sexy on a day for Christmas. I love your advice last time and needed the help."
Oh, this
okay,
is the girl.
Last time.
I know what that is.
Uh-huh.
I know what she's talking about. That's the girl that was asking what the sexy.
Oh, that's the bitch and that bitches and shit? Oh, okay.
Yeah, she said, what could she wear
on
a sexy date for Christmas?
Hold on. I'm sure she's listening, so let me go and tell you. I say bitch because I don't know you personally. It is nothing personal. I'm not calling you a bitch, mama. That's just your name for right now. But go ahead.
All right.
Awkward moment. Nah, I mean, cause Diva 3080 talking about I'm always being rude and shit, so I need to get out of motherfucking disclaimer every time I say this. I gotta get out of disclaimer for these hoes so they got that won't get mad and see me, cause I'm gonna say bitch, I'm gonna say hoe, slut, bad cock, fucker, cock, juggler, it don't matter, bitch, I'm gonna call you that. But we're not talking to you, the one that just wrote the letter. I am not talking to you. Where's my motherfucking lighter?
We'll
He's
going to
go smoke a cigarette, guys. He'll be back. So I might want to give advice to the young lady who wants to wear something sexy in the day for Christmas.
For her baby for Christmas.
That's an easy, that's an easy solution.
She can be
better
with her booty straps on.
Oh, I got an idea for her. She's showing her for sexy advice. She's a little freak, but anyway.
I'm Christopher Loud. I'm sorry.
But I think
I'm Christopher
Loud,
and we're going to help you fix your house.
Maybe you can help me out with this one, Goldie, but she can use some kind of material to tie, to make like a makeshift bow around her body.
A what?
They sell those. It's like $15.
I've seen them when I was inside the store looking for people's gifts.
But yeah, she can buy that for about $15, depending on your size.
Come in, tell him Merry Christmas. Bam, there you go.
I don't know. If you're going on a date and during the day
I'm thinking like in the house.
I don't know. I'm just giving the two different options because I don't know what question she's supposed to be asked. So if you're going on a date, like actually outside the house, I would say you can never go wrong with a black dress and, you know, a nice simple hairdo. Not no French roll or no super duper Nicki Minaj quick weave or nothing. Just do simple hair.
Not Nicki Minaj.
Simple hair. A simple nice black dress with some nice heels. The nice heels is not for you. You might think the heels are cute. They're not for you. Wear some nice heels. And, just make sure you look presentable, like you want to be somebody's present. If you don't look like a present, then you probably should just invite him over for lunch.
Yeah, if you're like a present, then he's not going to enjoy your presence, okay? There you go.
Said, I want to ban you. Now, if you're going to have an in-the-house date, I would go along with Fetty J.
Nothing.
Or I would say you could do the trench coat thing, I guess you could say. You could do the trench coat thing. But don't be no simple, basic, being a trench coat with some black pumps. You look like a black pump. You look like a fucking black pump. Be a red pump, bitch, that day. How about you? You know you got some red pump. Don't be no Dorothy click your heels on the way home red pump, bitch. Be a normal red pump, bitch. And what you're going to do from there is you're going to throw on that thing there. Maybe get some hot chocolate or some. I wouldn't say no wine because most niggas don't just want to sip on no wine. And let you offer it to them, that's one thing. But niggas just don't want to sip on wine. I don't know if make them feel gay, but I don't want to see a nigga that I'm trying to smash. My bad. That I'm trying to do all that, but I don't want to see him sip on no wine. That ain't gonna be anything. It's not gonna do it for me. So
You get niggas some yak or some hen or something.
So make some hot cocoa and then be his peppermint stick looking ass.
Who puts peppermint sticks in hot cocoa, bitch?
Do? And matter of fact, I forgot my hot cocoa with my peppermint stick in on the counter earlier. Damn it.
See, you know what? Most is what you're doing, and I need you to stop.
Yeah, I don't know, girl. I'll just have to send you an email later with more suggestions. Because
I was going to say, yeah, just get with Goldie, you know what I'm saying? She can be your personal stylist and shit, because you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Once
you start adding personal in front of anything, that means you have to pay me. Huh?
Okay, well, Goldie can be your style advisor.
what's the name of the shoe site? I don't know. I'm not whatever chew dazzle or whatever, so I can't really give you the quiz and pop out with five different styles. Like, it doesn't work like that. All I can do is give you suggestions based off of what I've learned about men's attraction to women. That's
my
all I can give
just
you.
Fab. Just
that's
fab,
all
either.
I can give you is what I know about the attraction of a man to a woman. The simple attraction.
Hey,
not the one, not a specific attraction, but the simple attraction that attracts a man to a woman. So, yeah.
Yeah, ice in my cup, not to pull up.
I'm about to bush in your face.
I'm sorry, I'm a little angry.
I know. So the next one reads, did anybody else want to give her a style advice? I don't think anybody does.
Not about
okay, I'll hit you on your email,
girl.
The next one is the name of the letter is called I'm Prego. She wants to know, would it be
what,
wrong?
She spaghetti or something?
You ugly. So she wants to know, basically, because her and her baby daddy haven't been talking in 8 months. She's 8 months pregnant. He stopped talking to her she told him that he was pregnant. He was like, "Nah, fuck that. I can't deal with that shit." She wants to know if she would be wrong from just putting that nigga on child support and hopefully wishing that he never gets to see his kid. She wrong for taking on that mindset coming from a man?
Nope. Hell no.
she can put him on child support, but I don't think she can have the kids. I'm expecting that. He ain't trying to make it look no easy.
Nah, see, look, peep this. Send me know a little something about child support. My daddy been on that shit forever, so I know a little something. Don't put the nigga ass on child support, because if he don't pay for them kids, they going to make him pay for their kids. And if he don't do what the white folks say do, they going to lock that bitch ass up. And shit, you might as well be locked up if you ain't handling your business no goddamn way. Shit, you out there kicking and being lazy and shit. Nigga, you ain't handling your kids, nigga. Shit, you need to be in jail. That's how I feel. Because any nigga that'll leave his kids ain't about shit. Period, point blank, ain't about shit. Ain't about a bitch ass thing. Put that nigga ass on child support, whether he like it or lump it. I'm sure he gonna lump that shit. Put that nigga ass on child support. Should have took care of his business from the motherfucking jump. Nigga, skeet in you, but can't handle your business, shit. Put that nigga ass on child support.
I need some clarification, though. Okay, now I'm trying to send a letter all the way. Did she say that it is his kid for sure?
No, she just. I guess she told him that she's pregnant. He said he don't have time for that. Like he ain't trying to deal with that. So he ain't gonna.
Also, it's too early. It's Walter saying this. It's too early to say that, because here's my thing. After the kid. If he said if the kid is born, if he's still saying that, that's a whole other discussion then. Then it's clarified that it's his child, yes, then do it. Because I got okie doke pulled on me, and I agree if it's a person's child 100%, and it's after the child's born, they still don't want to do nothing about it, then I would agree with that. But it's just so many chicks pulling so many stunts these days.
Let me mention that they just passed a law not too long ago that, you know what I'm saying, there has to be a paternity test in order for child support to even come up, you know what I'm saying?
How recent was that bill? Because some
shit like
2009,
2010. Nah, bro. This is like within the last year or two. Nah.
Okay.
So
okay.
This is like within the last, because my little brother just had a newborn. You know what I'm saying? And I was standing there listening while they was talking about that shit. If child support is gonna be the case, it has to be a paternity test in order first before they can even go through with it, so that they can make sure that the child belongs to him.
Right. Cause, I mean, like I said, it's a lot. There's some chicks out here. It's some dudes that's really about, hey, it's my child. You know, I'm going to handle my business. And they really do.
Hey, bro, I know it.
They busy on handling it. But it be chicks that be trying to take advantage of that, and they be trying to pull some fast ones. You got to watch them.
as long as that nigga don't sign that birth certificate, he cool. But if you sign that and you ain't the daddy, you still out of there anyway. Because they ask so many questions beforehand that you could have been, you know what I'm saying? It's so much that goes on beforehand that, you know what I'm saying? So, shit, you signed that hoe anyway, nigga. You knew. Goddamn.
Take it from a person who knows the first at hand. Do not sign that damn paper unless you know for a shadow of a doubt. And she say, why you gotta get a test done? If you got a doubt anywhere in your room, a strong doubt, then you need to get that test. Especially when y'all got a long period of time you ain't talked to each other. I need you to go ahead and get that test done. Because don't leave the fool later on, then you gotta go through some all this.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I somewhat agree with it being too early because some dudes are like, girl, what the fuck? Because sometimes, you know, sometimes dudes don't even understand that it's not that you're just risking getting somebody pregnant because you laid down with them and you didn't have a condom. 9 times out of 10, sometimes condoms break, sometimes condoms pop, sometimes condoms do other things that they actually were meant to stop and not do.
Yes, Lord, so, they sure in the hell do.
The whole fact is, if you lay down, period, you're risking getting someone pregnant.
I was going to say, shit, that just goes to say that anything man-made is faulty hell.
So, y'all need to start taking heed, because this letter sounds like to me that he heard that and he was on some Kirk from Love and Hip Hop type shit, like he was the pull out assassin or whatever, and he wasn't down for that. He wasn't ready, so he actually just let it go. He let it go and was just like, I'm not gonna fuck you. But I say wait until that baby is born, and if he feels with that denial stuff, I would try to get the conversation that you have with him after that baby is born. I don't know if you one of them crazy baby mamas or not, but I was about to say, if you're a calm person, I would record the conversation that y'all have and let him know, hey, the baby's born, you know, congratulations type shit, and be real nice and calm. And if he decides to still withdraw from whatever and you know that's the only person that you was asking at the time, well, then go ahead and try to go get that child support from a man and tell him that, hey, I got you already saying what you need to say in college today. That's how I feel about it. That's what I would do. I don't know about you.
Stop it. You are a DJ, sir. You are a DJ. Stop it, sir.
What does that mean, sir?
So we got
that
one girl.
That means you sing the music, not sing the music.
We got one more girl. Her letter reads, I'm the new fucking Santa, and I would like to know what y'all motherfuckers want for Christmas. Y'all have to name 5 things that are unnecessary and necessarily that you would want to see under the tree if it was for you this Christmas. That's what she said.
Oh,
I'm a new motherfucking Santa.
Can you read the letter again?
I'm the new motherfucking Santa, and I would like to know what y'all want for Christmas.
Is that Kiwi?
Don't do her.
Is that Kiwi?
Is
that Kiwi? Because that sounds like some shit she would say, though, like real shit. You know how she get her thug bones and she go to talking and shit. You know, that sound like Kiwi.
Oh God, that was I need that laugh. That was wow.
So she wants to know the 5 things we want to see under the tree.
That shit was hilarious.
Okay, 5 things. Okay, I'm gonna go first. So the first thing that I just really want to see under the tree are these 3 books that I've been wanting for a long time by Robert Greene. One of them is The 33 Strategies of War, The 48 Laws of Power, and then The Art of Seduction. I want those 3 books. That's the first.
You better go your ass
second,
half price book.
Oh, numbers. Ass. This thing got heavy with numbers in.
Hey, look, bro, them is the 3 books I want, like, for real. And let's see, number 2 Simi need a laptop because my promo game is vicious. I'm just saying.
Get it, Lies.
I have one. You see it on Facebook. Now I'm high side. Facebook is not my life, people. That is my job. Just want to let y'all know. Anyway, let's see. Number three. Shit. You can throw some fresh deuces under the tree for China Bell. I'm pretty sure she'll appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Right.
You look like you know, some damn real. Shut the fuck up.
Okay. Number four. Shit, you can get a nigga a pound of good old Keisha. You know what I'm saying? Number five.
You don't want no pound of Keisha.
I knew you was taking it there. I knew she was going to do.
Sorry. My bad.
you too much. And third, I want somebody to put Tahiri under my tree with two bowls on her nipples and one on her privates.
You said you want who under your tree?
Tahiri,
nigga.
Bro, I'll tell you. She, you know, for real talk, man, not everybody looks good in person, but they look as good as they do on TV.
Bro, them Puerto Ricans and Dominicans and Salvadorians and all them old kind of Indians that's from down yonder. Say,
I want to criminalize myself. But I want to criminalize myself. Let's just say I know first answer. Yes, the height is not just the height.
Hey, say it. Did you cop a field, bro?
Cop a field, bro. More than cop a field, bro. Oh,
so is that ass off?
Oh, you talking about Tahiri? Oh, I was so confused. I was talking about seems like that as a whole. Okay, I was so confused. Oh no, I didn't cop a field, bro.
Man, I'd have got tackled for that. You hear me? I'd have spent a night in jail for that,
bro. No, that whole her whole table area was packed the whole fucking night, bro. That's how fucking.
I'm
in touch with y'all, but am I the only man that don't know who y'all talking about?
Pretty much. It's just his girlfriend he's been talking to.
No, that is not his girlfriend. That is his bitch, because she ain't going nowhere. Joe Budden's bitch, because that's what she is.
Yes. He pull up on Dubs.
My nigga, he has that bitch on lock physically, mentally, and emotionally. That hoe ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere.
That bitch can't catch a flight without that nigga. You hear me?
Man, but it stood on her for me. Look, God damn. I mean, oh man, bro. It's two celebrity women that blew my mind seeing in person, and they was like, okay, they live up to the height.
Okay, hold on.
Believe
it
or not,
Megan Good
lives up to the height.
All right, but Megan Good, her titties fake and her ass fake. So, nah, I'm good. And she done had some work done to her face, so I'm good on that. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. I don't want no plastic bitch.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But I'm going to go with you on that one.
What's the five things you want to say since you did stray away from the motherfucking topic?
I did, because you said to hear the dream, got a little excited.
I know. Bitch will make you lose your mind, won't she? Make you lose your mind.
Hey, now, what I wanted to treat, man, what I wanted to treat is...
Don't be childish.
I'm not supposed to be childish because I want to treat. Can't be serious. Jeez. Okay, so y'all want to make fun of me, man. That's no reason. Okay, so first off, because I didn't get a chance to buy it yet, I want somebody to give me that Trinidad James CD.
Who?
Trinidad James. I want that Trinidad James CD under my tree.
Shut up.
I'll try to hear songs about Madden and Xbox or whatever, the fucking GameCube or something. So I'm trying to hear that, you know. Also, you know, look out for your boy. I need some fresh shirts. So give me some of that USPA polo t-shirt. You know, I'll be a great kind of look fresh.
This nigga say us. Go ahead, sis.
Yes, I want the big ass horse. Not the horse where it's supposed to be tiny and I can barely see it. I want the big ass horse that you know.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so you have to, I was looking to wrap it up, he was okay.
No, I'm just like you being childish. So I hit you up.
okay. Okay. Let's see. I got three more. I'll give y'all a real present. Okay. Man, I don't know. I'm honestly, y'all. I just don't know. Like this year, it's not really just one thing. So I can't really think. Like this year, I just didn't really put my finger on it. Like, I'm very happy, man. I've worked at my job for a little bit over a year now, back in on November 19th. So I've been able to buy a lot of stuff throughout the year that I want and need. But it's almost hard to, want stuff.
Oh, my God, Sid.
So I just let y'all know I ain't got my list. So that's why. I'm pretty happy, man. I can't complain.
Shit, a nigga on the cruise, somebody could just leave $20,000 under my motherfucking tree so I can take care of these tickets and
charges and all that shit.
So Sydney can finally get a motherfucking driver's license around this bitch.
I can show you the extra money. Now, I will not take on
shit, now.
But you gonna bring me the money. I just need more money.
Now, real shit, I just want to pay them whole ticket off. That's why I need like 20 racks, because it's like, you know what I'm saying, 11,000 of that shit is tickets.
You know what's wrong with you niggers? So if somebody gave you $100, I bet you wouldn't spend it on them damn tickets.
I bet you I would, because them hoes just sent me a letter in the mail the other day talking about I'm 256 behind on payments, and I need to get that to them ASAP or they're going to come get a nigga. So, yeah, I bet you I would.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got too many jobs to be trying to just sit in somebody's jail here, you talking about.
I feel you, my brother.
Hell, you mean? On the cool, go. Let a nigga borrow $100 so I'm going to pay on these hoes tickets.
Who got $100? The hell?
I mean, shit, let a nigga borrow $100 so I can go pay off
these tickets. I would, but what my bank account set up is.
I got a check-ins and a savings.
Bank of America, whole ass. Oh, man, I'm about to start getting mad, man, y'all. I'm about to start moving that top. I'm about to start calling that ass out.
Hell yeah, but send me the extra hundo, though. I got to fucking wait till Saturday to send in this money for these hoes tickets. I ain't tricking. As long as these hoes don't come get a nigga. Shit, you laughing. I'm serious on the hoe.
So, Chase. What you want for Christmas, man?
I don't know, I forgot. I kept hearing about tickets and all that, and I don't remember no more.
So, number one. I would love for me to wake up and look at my Bank of America account and I see red. First of all. Second of all, I would also love for somebody to give me 5 premium bundles of virgin hair. Third of all, I would love to go on this cruise in March. If somebody wants to buy cruise tickets, I will tell y'all February 24th, cruising for 5 days out of Galveston. It'll be $600 for 2 people. Thanks. All right. Number 4, you can give me a box of cinnamon streusel cakes because those are awesome.
Aren't they?
And number 5, you can get me a bottle of Riesling because it tastes great.
I want to borrow that taco. That taco?
Not no taco. You going to hell.
Man, you got mad when you said taco.
Should I do that actually endorse drinking taco all the time?
Well, like, if you go to the projects, they love drinking taco. They got
a little store right in the middle of the project.
And they stay having little fifths and fourths and seconds and shit of fucking taco.
Okay, why would you walk around with a bottle of taco out like you just really got to be doing something anyway? Nigga, that is bottom shelf shit. That is like the bottom of the barrel. That's what we call it.
You can get a big old stupid bottle of taco over there off of Hewlin for like $6.
Nigga, do you know that is rot gut?
We're not
going to
drink that shit.
We do not need the picture to be painted.
Wild gal did not need the picture to be painted.
Rot gut. That's all I'm going to say.
Rot gut. That's supposed to be your fancy nigger way of saying rat.
No.
Okay.
That is my fancy country way of saying trash.
Anywho, ain't nobody got time for you.
Anywho.
You can bring me a bottle of Kinky Liquor, too. That shit is awesome with some orange juice.
Kinky Liquor?
Oh, Kinky Biggie got liquor?
Kinky.
This nigga
Kinky. You said Kinky.
I said Kinky. He said,
I'm over here. You know, I'm over here clowning.
Well, it's pink. It's pink if that helps you.
Oh, well.
But anywho, we're going to go into some music, and then we're going to come back and give y'all the last 15 minutes of ratchetness on the show, because we gave y'all the basics and gave y'all some extraness and gave y'all some of Simeon anger. So we're going to come back in
Don't
a second.
Start.
I'm going to put on a childish song to make everybody mad, and I'll be back.
We the motherfucking best, nigga. 18. Yeah. Super. I come looking for you with Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Hating on rich as a bitch. 100K I spun that on my wrist. $200 spun that on your bitch. Do me your model, put that on my list. Oh, there he go in that foreign again. Killing the scene, bring the core in the end. Murder she wrote, swallow a choke. Hit her and go, I won't call her again. Woke up running in my own it. Crib as big as a college. Smoke me a pound of the loudest. Whipping some shit with no mileage. Diamonds cost me a fortune. Them horses all in them Porsches. You put this game under afford it. $4,200 my mortgage. Falling on niggas like COVID. Fuck all you haters, you dormant. Only the real get a piece of the plate. Rapping my city around in my state. Keep me a pistol, they run with the case. Niggas won't beef, then I bitch it to play. Bang.
I come looking for you with Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Again, they go that flow bringing tragedy in. Taught me your chain, your salary spent. Niggas just sweeping them cavities in. Counting money, hourly trend.
trend. Rolling up skinny like Olsen twins. Niggas is squares, cabinet bins. Neck full of gold, Olympian shit. Demons, I'm blowing the check on the gear. Falling some pussy, then hop on the leer. Strap with them choppers in back of the rear. Fox pop dead, them killers is here. Woke up early, they mounted. Mine is telling me money. Paper, moolah. Pockets as fat as a tumor. Me and that nigga, no rumor. Living my life off a tuna. Wanted with me, I deliver the beast. Real niggas only enjoying the feast. Pull up a seat, bon appetit. No Louboutins when that red on your sleeve. Bang, 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 bang.
I come looking for you a Haitian. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Photographs of dope boys. It's all they taking, fingerprints on a Rolls Royce. It's why they hating, push a button on his broke boys. As detonation, walk the road to riches bare feet. Me, I watch mama struggle, now she living carefree. That's why I hustle for that half a key, that 12G. I'm trying to bubble every summer on LP. You gotta love me, I got shooters out the D-League. Signing bonus, hit that man, that's from 30 feet. Left in the puddle, finger princess on a honey meal. That's what it is, Ricky Rose and Nate Good. We hella trip, yeah.
I come looking for you a Haitian.
What you know about this?
I stay smoking on good Jamaican.
We the best.
I
double up.
You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Man, so we back with the last 15 minutes in heaven with the Real Spill Radio crew. I don't know if we should give Simi any nothing today. He doesn't get any minutes.
Nah, I don't need any promo minutes today. I'm good on that.
Oh, so you don't have nothing going on Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah, everybody knows that Kevin Gates is coming to Limelight December 26th. That is 2513 North Main Street, right next to Billy Bob's. It used to be the old Fusion. It used to be the old La Rumble.
Fusion, hey, man.
Yeah, buddy. It's
that
going down. We're bringing it
here. Adult club experience with Fusion.
Yeah.
Good show.
So we got that. And y'all know, of course, hit my boy Brandon McCamey on Facebook at Material Mind Designs. Get your logos, your banners, your flyers, et cetera, in 30 minutes or less. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean, 30 minutes or less. Yeah, no, I had to hit that whole one time.
Are your pizzas free?
Huh?
Do you get your pizza free? You'll get it in 30 minutes or less?
I ain't say nothing about no pizza, boy.
Oh, okay.
You sounded like Drew.
You know what? Don't even do that, though. Don't even do that, though. You don't know how often I hear that. I hate that. Don't do that. Don't do that at all.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
But nah, though. For real. Yeah, I already know to hit up that chopper counter on Saturdays. For my Fly Dreamers family, they're going to be at Tribeca this Saturday, too. No, is that Tribeca? No, they're going to be at Pulse. They're going to be at Tribeca Friday. I'm sorry, you guys. They're going to be at Tribeca tomorrow night.
Are you going to be there?
Every Friday now?
Am I going to do what?
Are you going to be there?
Am I going to be where? At Tribeca?
Mm-hmm.
If the weather permits it, I will be.
Now, my question for you is, sir, are y'all about to do it there every Friday or something?
You know what, sir? To be frank with you, I really don't know what the fuck we're going to be doing on Fridays now. I just know that we did this here on a whim, you know what I'm saying, last minute type shit, you know, so we don't lose our crowd or no shit like that. But, you know, we teaming up with 817 this Friday to do that.
Oh, that's going to be crazy.
Yeah, that's 907 Houston, downtown Fort Worth, 76102. Y'all come holla at us. You know what I mean? I mean, on Thursdays, we be at Zonga's in North Richland Hills. That's 7657 Boulevard 26, zip code 76180. You know what I'm saying? Come fuck with us at Zonga's. Got the badass fuka specials, badass drink specials. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? And then I also want to mention the Coach for Kids giveaway. You know I was going to mention that, right? Yes, the Coach for Kids giveaway for any child that needs a coach or anything of that nature. We give away coats, gloves, hats. Some kids will get bicycles, you know what I'm saying? We give away toys and whatnot. That'll be December 14th at 4400 Panola Avenue in Fort Worth, Texas, 76103. Come out, you guys, you know, for needy kids only. All you have to do is bring your kid. You do not need any birth certificates, social security cards, IDs, anything of that nature. Just bring your child with you. That is Coats for Kids. Brought to you by Charity Church.
And will they need any income verifications or anything of that nature? Because some people have
No income verification. The only thing you need to bring is your child. That's the only thing you need to bring. One more time. The only, O-N-L-Y, thing you need to bring is your child. That was sent to my inbox, too, so I'm doing some promo for, you know, friends of mine. Wanted to put that out there. For anyone listening, you know, pass the word on. You know, that's the quickest way to spread something is the word of mouth, letting everyone know.
Well, yeah, some people don't spread their mouth quickly, too. But, okay.
You know what? Say it.
Yes.
You know what?
Shut up.
That was kind of funny. Yeah, that was kind of funny, but we're going to let that slide.
So, say, you got anything to say in the last 10 minutes of the show?
Yes, I do, man. Make sure y'all go cop right now, because it came out on this past Wednesday, early Wednesday morning, the issue number 4 of Human Canvas magazine. Cop it. All you guys do is go to Mad. If you don't find the link, go to Mad Cloud, type in Human Canvas magazine. You're going to find it right away. Issue number 4. You know, yeah, I guess it's real hot, man. You got my girl Callaway, Monday, on Funky Italian. You got your girl Miss Cammy. You know Miss Cammy, son. She's in there. She's
yeah.
in the cover.
She's the
head elf. Okay.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, that she used to be one of the fly girls for Fly Dreamers ENT, if I'm not mistaken, one of the models.
I'm not exactly sure for that part exactly, but she has done a lot of bartending before at Rare Goosey, y'all. So
yeah,
that part is true. Yes. But yeah, she's the head elf. And then yours truly, your boy Sonny J. I'm playing Santa Claus in there. So yeah, I made my first modeling debut in the magazine, in any magazine period. So you see, it's hot. Oh, it's not that you can see me naked or nothing, bro.
Tatted up Santa.
I'm tatted up Santa, man. I was shouting to my girl Panola Thompson. Y'all got to pick up Will Extreme Works Studio. You know, I want to put a quick blast out on that because I got calls from people ass out. But people that want to act out over there acting like, you know, when I say, hey, let's network with each other and you be on some other shit like, well, I work with these people. I work with the same people all day long and some more people that you don't know of. So step your fucking game up and stop bullshitting. That's work, okay? There you go. And shout out to my girl Panola Thompson for under the fake cats. Because yes, those are fake for the people that didn't realize that. Those are fake.
I was just saying that they can't realize there's something wrong.
Yeah. They are, but they are pretty. They are very convincing. They are very convincing.
Hell yeah. I know that Snowman, when I was like, nigga, that shit hard.
Nigga,
That Snowman tap was tight,
I said, you know what? I said, do something crazy. And I said, the other one put S. Dot Claus. I let her go to work and just whoever. And I was not afraid for what I had. That was so wild.
It was.
So, I appreciate it, buddy. Make sure you copy it. If you can't buy the print copy, you buy a digital copy. That's what it's there for. If you had a digital copy, then you'd be enticed to get the print copy. That's how we do it.
Okay. And from here, as you always know, if you're an artist, model, anything to do with entertainment, or you're a person that admires the entertainment business, always check us out at dustbot.com. I'm on there. Steady's on there. Everybody else is on there, so why are you not? And so, but also you need to do is if you're trying to submit any music, I would love for you to sign up on that website and also send music to i.drip.hunii. i.drip.honey@gmail.com. That's H-U-N-I-I, not H-O-N-E-Y, H-U-N-I-I. And also, I want y'all to keep in mind that on Saturday, my lovely brother will be marrying my sister-in-law. And she's been my sister since the day that I actually met her. So I'd like to go ahead and give them some warm love and fuzzies and all that extra gay stuff you learn in
college. Don't be gay.
Yeah.
My nigga said fuzzies, though. I'm mad she said fuzzies.
And what I want y'all to do is y'all send some love his way, post on his page way before they get married and annoy them, because I know people hate when you post on their page before stuff happens. I want y'all to annoy them and post congratulations and love y'all, hope the best for y'all. We're praying for the snow to go away, all of that, because I want to be in my red dress up there laughing at Chase and Sherry crying, and I want to laugh at how Riley's going to turn that mug out, and then I'm going to be in the one Harlem shaking in the Soul Train line. So
no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
And I also need people to realize that,
if it was a joke, I'm glad you forgot it.
Oh, I know it was. If you're going to be there, make sure that you're not going to be, if you're going to go post a wall, don't do no ratchet-ass shit like trying to do last minute. Oh, I want to stop you from marrying. It's like, no, nobody got time for that. Keep it moving.
All righty then.
Yeah, man, he'll be successful. He'll be, more prone to do that.
That's hilarious.
Hilarious.
Don't do that no more.
Okay.
And after we get on the show, if my brother Chase would please call my house phone. Yes, I said my house phone. Fuck y'all. Supported calling with that. So, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and end this show, unless Demi wants to promo some more. We really don't want to hear that. So we're going to do, we're going to hear y'all Thursday, same time, same place, 10 o'clock to midnight. We're going to give y'all some more ratchetness. We're going to have some planned ratchetness this time, because this show was a little last minute, so we kind of got on here and gave y'all what we got. So, hopefully Miley Cyrus does something so I can piss Demi off again. See y'all Thursday. Love y'all.
Holla, y'all. Major League.
Ew.
Major League. Flat Dreamers EMT. Holla.